Listening to episode number 1863 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, November 24th. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Howdy ho, good neighbor.
Thanksgiving, of course, is coming up, the big weekend, the whole bit.
Day after tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, it's believe it?
I know, right?
Holy
it's okay.
Tito.
It's all right. It's because it means 2020 will be done sooner. And I'm okay with that.
You've seen the meme for the 2020 poinsetta, haven't you?
No, I've
not. It's like a Venus flytrap.
Ah, I like that. All right, Thanksgiving's coming. Of course, turkey and all the fixins and...
Yeah, buddy.
Football and one other tradition that we've... started doing here in the United States, the last few years.
Oh, what? Black Friday shopping?
We watch Friends.
What?
We watched Friends, the most watched TV show over Thanksgiving weekend in the United States.
Because of Friendsgiving.
Well, I've got the top 10.
Okay.
There's an infographic. You've seen these, you know.
Uh-huh.
Top 10 TV episodes for Americans that are watching this Thanksgiving. And, the one with the list is the number one.
Okay.
Friends episode. And that, I think, is probably, if you don't remember, Rachel and Ross are on a break.
Yes.
And she writes him a list.
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And he supposedly reads it, but he falls asleep in the middle of it, and he uh-huh. makes out like, oh, I read it. And then he finally reads it, and then, boom.
And then boom.
And they
fight with me
on a break. Yeah. Also, number 7, the one with all the Thanksgivings. Yeah. And,
a compilation or
number 9 would be the one with the late Thanksgiving.
Is the one with Rachel's lady fingers and jam.
You have to know the name of it because I can't remember.
I don't. Meat good. Jam good.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there you go. Friends. We like to watch Friends on Thanksgiving weekend. That's our thing. Football, turkey, and now Friends.
I didn't know, but I'm game.
Yeah. And it's available on HBO Max for an additional
$14.99. I don't know if my in-laws will be game, but I'm game.
All right. It is time for the Who Cares News on this second to the last day before Thanksgiving. It's like I'm counting them down.
Well, here's what I kind of care about.
Mm.
Serious.
Yeah.
And it could be my seasonal income.
Okay.
A website is offering a chance to make $2,500 watching 25 classic holiday films in 25 days.
Okay. All right. It's kind of like the 25 Days of Christmas on Freeform.
Kinda. So the website is called reviews.org.
Yeah.
Is it .org? .com? .net?
I think
it's .org.
Well, whatever.
Anyway,
find it.
I already found it.
Okay. Oh, you've already played.
No, I still have to fill in why pick me thing.
Oh, okay.
But it was too hard to do on my phone, so I decided to wait and do it on a computer.
So do it at work today when
I
nobody's
probably
looking.
Will.
Because, you know, like anybody's doing any work this week.
Oh, we're doing work. We're giving away pies today to about 50 people.
You said pie.
Pie.
Oh, my God. Anyway, pie and $2,500, it perks me up both ways. I mean, I'm
telling you. Yeah. Reviews.org says the chief holiday cheermeister. The chief holiday cheermeister will receive $2,500.
Yeah.
And a year-long subscription to Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, and Disney Plus, HBO Max, and Apple TV.
Wow.
Now, to qualify...
That's worth more than $2,500 in and of itself.
Just about.
It is. I mean, you think about it.
Here's $2,500 to pay for your subscriptions when they come around again.
Yeah.
So the person's going to be required...
Up in the prime today, by the way, kids. Yeah.
Required to watch 25 pre-selected holiday classics, including Elf, It's a Wonderful Life,
The
Polar Express, and Home Alone.
Yeah.
And there's some other ones which kind of I scratch my head. It's in
but Die Hard should be in there.
It is not.
Are you kidding me? No. Die Hard is a... I'll fight you. Die Hard is a Christmas movie. The first one was.
After the 25-day period that you watch the movie every day, you complete a questionnaire about each film to determine the best film.
Oh, this is like a bracket thing.
I guess so. Right. Applications are being accepted at reviews.org through December 4th. And the winner will be announced December 7th on their YouTube channel.
It's a week from Friday. But you're already on it. You'll be in there today.
I'll be on there today.
Wouldn't that be cool? Wouldn't that be cool if you got chosen to do this?
Actually, it would.
And we could actually kind of go through it on the air.
It would be fun.
You know, tell them. By the way, I have a podcast, and I will talk about every movie on my podcast. I have it, and you tell them you got a daily podcast, and I mean, you're in. You're in.
Maybe they'll say, oh, can't pick this one.
No, they would love that. Are you kidding? They'd love that.
Hey, Jeopardy champ Ken Jennings is among those who are a part of a lineup of interim guest hosts in the wake of Alex Trebek's
passing. Wait a minute. Now, everybody thinks Ken is the heir apparent.
And
even
he may be.
He's not really a TV host. He's a contestant.
Not yet.
Who won millions of dollars from Jeopardy. And he looks good on TV, and he presents himself well.
Well, we're going to see how he does guest hosting.
These are huge shoes to fill.
Yes,
I mean,
they are.
I've watched Jeopardy since the Art Fleming days. I mean, I take you back to how old I am, which is really dirt old. And Art Fleming hosted Jeopardy on NBC from like 1964 to 1970-something. And so these guys have got to be razor sharp.
Razor sharp.
To answer those questions. And I appreciate the fact that Alex Trebek, I got to say that right, always had his pronunciations and enunciations correct when giving the answer. And so that's a big, tall order, I got to tell you.
But maybe Ken Jennings can do it.
I would not want to do it. Well, I mean, maybe he can. I mean, he's the smartest man on earth because, you know, he's the Jeopardy champion. Or he knows how to bet well in Final Jeopardy. One of the two. So he's only going to be an interim host.
Well, I think he's an interim for now because they're going to have a series of guest hosts.
Okay. Trying people out.
The show resumes production on November 30th, and the executive producer, Mike Richards, sent a statement. We will honor Alex's legacies by continuing to produce the candy loved with smart contestants and challenging clues.
I get that. God, too bad Sean Connery's gone.
Right?
Just thinking about those Saturday Night Live skits with Will Ferrell. I turned your mother out last night.
We're going to see. There's going to be some familiar folks on there, evidently.
Well, good. Okay. Awesome.
They'll turn out the list of guest hosts, like Dancing with the Stars. Turns out it's list of dancers.
Well, last night was the finale on Dancing.
Yeah, but I didn't even know who it was.
We're not even going to talk about it because it's a spoiler alert. I'll tell you who it wasn't. It was not Halle Berry.
Not Halle Berry.
But Halle, you know, she could be a guest host on Jeopardy. Maybe.
Probably.
I should put her hat in the ring.
You're going to do it.
No, I'm not going to do it. So which Friends episode is your favorite Friends episode?
It's hard to say. There's
really?
A lot of
okay.
Them. Yeah,
all right.
I love Friends.
My favorite, this is how big of a big old girl I am, is when Chandler finally proposes to Monica. And that I still get a little tear when I think about it right
sakes.
Now. I'm getting a little tear anyway. Check us out tomorrow morning, 4 o'clock, on That Christmas Channel, the biggest hits of Christmas and more. And we'll be back tomorrow with more frivolities here on the Who Cares News. Have a great day. We'll see you then. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.